there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon.
Talbot home off!
Live from the TireRack.com studios here at Fox. And I'll tell you, Mike, we are watching tonight history in Major League Baseball with Albert Pujols hitting home run number 699 and 700. When the game ends, we can bring you the call. It was an incredible moment, both for, you know, a sports fan and you know, baseball fans everywhere. But the thing that gets me is when I think about Albert Pujols, right? He's a name that we've talked about for almost 20 years, right? All he did was come up and rake.
Yeah.
Right? That's all he did.
Go
right?
All the way back to 2001. It's been mostly nonstop parade of highlights and big hits.
He is a guy who I actually feel bad for.
Why is
because,
that?
Because you say, but he makes so much money. No, he's someone who was born at the wrong time. Because in the last 20 years, to be a big time difference maker and an icon, you got to do a little bit more than just achieve on the field. You can't just do that. It used to be enough. Right, that's why I mean he was. If he did had his career from 1980 through 2000, we would talk about Albert Pujols like we talked about Hank Aaron and Babe Ruth. Can you believe what this guy is doing? 700 home runs. Can you believe this? Can you believe this? Can you believe this? But because of the way celebrity has pushed our country, it's not so much, you can't just be a really good actor anymore. You got to be a good actor that has something going on around it, right? Like, Don't Worry, Darling came out this weekend. I guarantee you it's getting horrendous reviews, and there's no way it can live up to the drama going on outside of it, right? You can't, it does, so the movie itself doesn't
matter. A lot of fuss about
matter.
Nothing. I went and saw it with my daughter and her friends this afternoon. Somehow I got roped into that, Smith.
No.
Still not quite sure what happened to the person that was supposed to take them, but that's fine. I took them. There's two scenes where, with a bunch of teenage girls at your side, you'd rather not have that be in the movie.
Yeah.
But Chris Pine was fantastic. Florence Pugh was much like her character from Midsommar in a few scenes.
Wow, and she caused everybody to die? Everybody died and she was wearing flower crown at the end?
Well, she was more kind of warning everybody of bad things to come. You've seen that in the trailers, so that's not a spoiler at all.
Is Chidi in it too? Tell me Chidi's in it.
Chidi is not in there.
Chidi's not in
it? You get Nick Kroll is in there.
Okay.
Olivia Wilde herself. A bunch of people whose faces I knew but couldn't really quite place them. Obviously, Chris Pine. You know him either as Captain Kirk or the guy from Wonder Woman. Or maybe something else. Maybe there's another film that tickles your fancy.
Oh, Unstoppable. That's my favorite Chris Pine. Him and Denzel, that was
such a
good
movie. We could do his whole filmography. The guy does great work. There's no question about it. I was just kind of looking at the broadcasting part of things, you know, the not niche films. I don't know that one necessarily was. That did big box office, right? Thrillers and chaos certainly does it. But, you know, I went for the superhero films and Star Trek being a 60-year kind of franchise. Anyway, the point being that for all that was built up and all the drama, and did Harry Styles spit on Chris Pine at that thing a couple of weeks ago? We talked about that. Like, it's all dopey. Because I walked away from the movie going, all that excitement for what? Was that all just to hype a movie? Was it all one big work? Because if they really hate each other over this stuff, unless there's really some craziness behind the scenes, certainly the movie itself did not inspire me to go, wow, this really makes sense with all the drama. Nah, it doesn't.
No,
In fact, I was left flat.
I knew it wasn't going to be any good. I knew it. I said, this movie's not going to be any good. They're going to enjoy the publicity for it, and it's just going to be, the movie's just okay.
I would give it about a 6.5 on a scale of 1 to 10.
I knew it. But it had all the interest around it of the drama.
A lot of sizzle.
That's what you have to have right now. Because when you have something surrounding you as a star player, guess what? You become a big-time part of the conversation, right? Think about it like this. We talk about Tom Brady a lot. Why? Well, because he wins Super Bowls. Yeah, that happens, but Tom Brady's personal life, Tom Brady's life leaving New England Patriots, it's become such a big deal over the course of the past couple of years. Brady's become someone we talk about all the time. Same thing with Aaron Rodgers. We didn't talk about Aaron Rodgers all that much up until he became someone who, hey, things aren't great in Green Bay. I can seize the news cycle. We didn't talk Rodgers. Hey, Rodgers is a great quarterback. Yes, he's great. Let's move on.
Great regular season quarterback. Right. Absolutely.
But he's not really compelling. But then he became compelling. When you are compelling, that gains you a lot of interest. Josh Allen. What do we say about Josh Allen? Boy, he's really bleeping good. He's amazing. Okay, let's move on. Because this is different. You need to have something else. You need to have something that causes tongues to wag on you. Why we talk about LeBron James so much and we don't talk about Giannis as much? Because what does Giannis have? Giannis has won a title. Okay, he doesn't have really the identity of a player who hasn't won a title, and he's a good guy and he plays great. And okay, Giannis. You got to have something different.
It's funny you mentioned Giannis, though. I just saw a video of him talking to a wax sculpture of Kris Jenner, asking how he becomes part of the show.
Well, you know, there's different. Well, maybe that's what he wants to do now. I have to find a way to get relevant.
I got
to
get
over about me enough.
That's right.
We still talk about James Harden and Kyrie Irving more than we talk about Giannis. Right? It happens, but that's why I feel for Pujols, because in another era we would be saying this is our Babe Ruth. Right, this is our Hank Aaron that we just got to see. But because Albert Pujols comes to the ballpark any rakes? And has he really been involved in anything other than hitting? He's had a couple of minor stories around him over the course of the past couple of years. You had his wife who put out on Twitter, oh, Albert's retiring, that he's not retiring. You know, he said a couple of things during the playoff series against the Mets that was, oh, but overall, he hasn't really done anything. So Albert Pujols is a guy that we look at and go, yeah, he's great. And we move on. Same thing with Mike Trout. Hey, Mike Trout is great, but yeah, okay, and we move on. That's just how it goes. That's how it goes in sports now. He was a guy that in a different era would be the icon of icons. He would be every base. He would be in every baseball commercial. He would be featured in every baseball game. The Cardinals or the Angels would be on TV every single day. It would be Albert Pujols could hit a home run today. But because of what we've seen now and because of our fascination with celebrity, you got to be doing something a little bit different. You got to be doing a little bit more, whether it is controversy, whether it's getting your name out there, being someone that someone has a difference of opinion on. Because when you're polarizing, you know that sells. Albert Pujols doesn't, you know, has never really been polarizing. Aaron Rodgers realizes that polarizing sells. Now, the last 2 years, his Q rating has gone through the roof. And this is why Albert Pujols is a guy that was, his career just came at the wrong time. 20 years or if it was 1980 through 2000, it would be much different what we'd say about Albert Pujols.
Yeah, I think when we look at Pujols and comparatively, right, Brady leaving New England, finding his voice and showing more of his personality, whatever terms you want to put on that, I think we always kind of knew he was sneaky funny. But again, the structure of New England muted that some. But finding a new space. Russell Wilson towards the end of his run in Seattle and to whatever you want to say about his new life in Denver. For Aaron Rodgers, right around that same time, it becomes the, all right, I'm just going to be me. You like me, you hate me, and perhaps everything having to do with COVID was the thing to jumpstart that. Disagreed enough, felt there wasn't a voice, and when you talk about a players' union and those decisions within each individual squad and back through the union into the league, that he decided it was time to use his voice, meanwhile wondering what it all meant with his career with the Packers. As for Albert Pujols, I think some of that's right. I think the last 5 years, I mean, you played basically an anonymous decade in Los Angeles. Right? When you
yeah,
look at
I would
what,
say, yeah, well, they barely made the playoffs. Right, yeah, no, I'm with
so,
you on that. Yes,
so the 100%. First 5 years, big deal, big contract, leaves St. Louis, puts up some great numbers, right? He had a 40 home run year. A 31-119 year, but the batting average wasn't what it used to be, right? Hitting .299 or better every year in St. Louis for that first decade plus, and then never seeing that height again, even as a guy who became a DH a good chunk of the way in. .299, .285, .258, .272, .244, .241, then the injuries start. Playing fewer games, the big flies start to dip, and now you got a guy who's a .240 hitter. So it was the natural progression of, wow, this guy was a monster, and now he's limping along. Right? You want to write the great antagonist column for tomorrow? Just say, all right, he hung around, and he's a stat aggregator for that last 100 home runs.
He's a stat aggregator.
No, but for what he's been the last few years.
Yeah.
Right? Relative to what he was. It's a natural decline, but we've done it with so many other players, and I'm already seeing, I mean, you're going to see big sections and thought pieces about Pujols. The number of people already going is like the last and first clean hitter to 700 home runs since Babe Ruth and Hank Aaron. It's like, all right, the shade on Bonds begins, and that's fine, and it's been there all along. Look, I don't assume things one way or another, but I'm also not an idiot as to the lures and the history of professional sports related to all sorts of things around the game. So anytime that you categorically say, especially during that era, you know, where Bonds, McGuire, and the often non-recognized, and I mean that because of the ways he looks right now, and his accomplishments, Sammy Sosa, to think that there's not a larger swath of guys that might have been embroiled in some stuff back then. I think we're just kidding themselves. But they had the accomplishments that people decided, hey, now this is all cheating the game. You know, the game they all made millions of dollars on, the game games that saved baseball and got folks interested again. But for Albert Pujols, quiet guy, right? Even when he got announced his divorce, nobody cared.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So many other marriages, personal issues. You mentioned Tom Brady's thing. I just hope they're okay. And that, you know, whatever he's working out with the squad is fine. Whatever he's working out, I root for people. As people, as much as I do for against them as players, certainly. Want them to find that peace and balance. It's something we all struggle with on some level. Some more than others. Some gets disclosed and ferreted out. Others don't. What we have with Tom Brady is everything's chronicled by the tabloidal instruments, which is why everybody went and bought as high a range a lens as they could when he was gone for those 11 days, hoping that they'd see him out of the corner of their eye, right? And that they'd have the exclusive. That was as big as, why is he away from football?
I just like that you made up the word tabloidal. I like that. I don't know if that's a word, but I like that.
If it is, it should be.
I like tabloidal. It's a tabloidal story. Wait, you mean a tabloid story? No, it's a tabloidal story. Oh, yeah, it's a think piece. It's a bigger deal.
Yeah, no, like I'm gonna market that.
Tabloidal.
Yeah. And then if you break it up, you just call yourself Tabloid Al. But the the idea then.
Hi, I'm Tabloid Al. I got a story for you.
Hey,
now
it's
listen,
Al.
I got a hot take. Hot takes for sale. Hot takes.
But yeah, Pujols played in St. Louis, where he's revered. He's back in St. Louis, where he will have many statues built around that stadium and an all-time great. But he's not a guy that had any sizzle. It was, all right, good professional hitter. Seems like a good guy. Does a lot for charity. That's it.
Yeah. Born
his
at the wrong time.
Life, no, yeah. Nobody cared. Right? He announced the divorce. And as we know, we've seen this before. Athletes go through a miserable year, and you're like, wow, this is really an outlier. What the hell's going on? Oh, he's losing half his money, or she's losing half her money. That's why this is going. Oh, okay. Yeah, that'll screw with you psychologically, not to mention the family and other circumstances. It all ties together, but certainly in everybody can understand the bottom line, I guess, when it comes down to it. And for Albert Pujols, you know, that was just a blip. It's like, oh, it's an announcement. Okay, moving on.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon, live from the TireRack.com studios. Any first responder will tell you never try to beat a train. After braking, it can take a mile for a train to completely stop. So when you come to a rail crossing, stop, because trains can't. We'll have more on Albert Pujols and home run number 700. Coming up in a few minutes, an unbelievable mark. The new member of the 700 Club. I remember when the 700 Club was always what I would turn off when I was a kid. Oh, is Sesame Street over? What's this 700 Club? Nah, you know, where's Brady Bunch? I want to watch that instead.
Yeah, you either got the signals went to the bars because their programming was done for the night, or the morning block was done, and before they got to the afternoon, it's like, and now it's like, wait, where's the next episode? That was supposed to be a to be continued.
But joining us now, the hotline, we saw a big thriller in college football earlier tonight. We got some big time matchups to get to. The owner, proprietor, editor-in-chief, Grand Poobah, of the website collegefootballnews.com. It is your one-stop shopping for college football. All the previews, all the analysis you need. Pete Futak is with us right now. He is on Twitter, at Pete Futak. And right now he is furiously waiting to put up 800 words on the playoff potential for the Syracuse Orange being 4-0 so far this season. Pete, welcome.
They got as good a chance as anybody. Yeah, I seem to recall the 700 Club being, it was always like Saturday night, like at like 6 o'clock. Like right after, you know, you only had like four channels or something back in the day. And it was like, all of a sudden, it's like Siskel and Ebert were going to come on or something. And then the news, or something, and then all of a sudden, 700 Club would pop on just before you went and did something fun. So, you know, it was back in the day.
See, I always remember it middle of the day. Like, I would, like, if I'm home from school and I'm sick and Gilligan's Island would be on, and then Brady Bunch would be on, and then Partridge Family, and then suddenly, oh, what's that? It's 12 well, o'clock. Partridge, what's
right.
on now?
That's, and that, right before the NCAA tournament starts every year, there's that moment when you catch the last 15 minutes of Price is Right, and you're like, yeah, I remember this. I was, you know, ginger ale, it's me pretending to be sick and home from school, and, you know, like, wow, these, you know, wow, look at the people on this show. Okay, that's great. But, yeah, but I digress. 700 is a lot of home runs. That's just a lot.
Well, that's the kind of analysis we get here on the show.
Hard-hitting stuff on a Friday
runs.
Night.
That's a hot just take by Pete Futek.
But here's the thing, though, but it is a lot of home runs. Does America care? Like, I honestly don't care about Aaron Judge. I don't know why. It just means it's football season. Like, I used to care about this stuff, but, like, I just care about your Syracuse Orange and if Justin Herbert's going to play on my fantasy team. Like, all right, Aaron Judge is going to hit, you know, a lot of home runs. All right, whatever. Like, okay, football is on.
And you should, Pete, because we're friends. And I'm having visions of, like, in a week, like, watching college football on a Saturday and seeing in a nationally televised game, the announcers say, and next week, our game of the week, the undefeated Syracuse Orange take on the Clemson Tigers. I'm going, we're
That's
in a national
fun.
Promo.
Look,
we're
and that's kind of the thing. I mean, how fun is the – I mean, how fun is football? I mean, I'm not – I mean, I used to, like, still kind of love baseball this time of year. But, like, how fun is it to be – you know, and to – Oh, to take this further, you know, as a Syracuse person, Syracuse isn't going to win the national championship. I know, maybe they can. But, like, in an ACC that does not look that great, there but for, you know, the right day against Clemson, the right thing. Like, if you were to, you know, somehow get there to the ACC championship and somehow win it, you could be in an expanded college football playoff. And that's the future for fan bases to think, and that's how they're going to think, where, all right, fine, so we're going to get trucked by 90 by whatever SEC school we play in the playoff. But this is going to give real fans hope that, like, you know what? There's a chance that, you know, Syracuse in this schedule could get into a 12-team playoff.
Oh, Pete, look at you. I love you.
It's not even your birthday.
Can Syracuse get in? Let's the case for Syracuse being a 12-team playoff member. Let me just bask in that glow for a couple of seconds.
Yeah, I'll keep, you know, talking about 700 home runs being a lot again. There, trying to make up for it. I'm trying to bring more A game after that. You know, to help the show along.
There you go.
That's a lot of home runs.
Hey, that was deep thoughts. Resident Big Ten apologist, Wisconsin. Any opportunity to pull an upset off against the Buckeyes?
Yeah, in a quirky sort of way, does the offensive line work? I mean, you saw Utah against what they were able to do against the Buckeyes in the Rose Bowl. Wisconsin doesn't have the ability to do that, but they do have the tough lines that can possibly hold up against the Ohio State running game and pound away a little bit and give the Buckeyes a little bit something different. For all the talk about Ohio State, all the defense is better now, and this is, we fixed all the glitches and stuff. Well, how do we know? I mean, by beating up Toledo and beating Notre Dame's really no big deal. So this is the first real kind of test for this defense to see if they can hold up. I think they'll do fine. I think they're going to win rather easily. But at least, to your question, is this the team that can probably beat them? I think more than just about anybody else on their slate, because if this offense is humming like it did last week, forget it. This thing's over. The only question is whether or not the defense can do anything to hold up in the college football playoff. And this will be the first real test where we get to see if that defensive line can handle getting smacked around a little bit.
All right, Pete, I got an upset special prediction for you, and I have a bold prediction from the same game. You ready?
Syracuse?
No. I already, come on, 4-0. We're going to be 5-0, probably 6-0, 7-0.
Well, you didn't cover the number for your backers.
Oh, see, that's the thing. I don't care about
covering
the number.
The under was the easy call on that one, by
yeah,
the way.
Yeah.
That was the given. You obviously went with the under on the total, but yes, go on.
I like Wake Forest tomorrow over Clemson. I like them on the field. Wake Forest offense is real. I've seen a lot of Wake Forest last year. They were great last year. Sam Hartman's legit. But more so than that, tomorrow's going to be the day where Dabo Swinney's got to make the move and Cade Klubnik's going to come in and it's going to be his era and the DJ Uiagalelei era is going to end.
Yeah, and then he goes to Oregon. Yeah, you and everyone else. Like, I was waiting to – there's two answers to that. Where is America leaning? And I don't think it's going to – either one's going to happen. There's that and there's the faction of people out there that actually want to, like, stop my USC is going to the college football playoff party bus and thinks Oregon State's going to win tomorrow. I could see it only because this Clemson offense has been bad. The Wake Forest defense has been good. The problem with what you're saying here is Sam Hartman's great, but that Clemson defense is national championship good. I just don't think this is going to work for them. And Clemson's got a way of looking awful and then winning 55-10. It just seems like that happens every single week. So it's not crazy if the Wake Forest offense goes off, but I don't think they've won over Clemson since, well, the 700 Club was on. And so I don't think they're going to pull this off. It wouldn't be shocking, but that is a big call because Uiagalelei has all the tools to be a possible number one overall NFL draft pick, and it just isn't happening for him. I kind of think it's because they don't have any deep threat receivers, and he's kind of getting blamed for it, and they have not a lot of a running game to help him out. But no matter how this is happening, the offense isn't working like it needs to.
College football prognostication, articles, everything you need at collegefootballnews.com. Our guy Pete Futek with us at Pete Futek on Twitter. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon here, Fox Sports Radio. A little bit of housekeeping. 700 Club was established in 1966. Still going strong.
Is it hosts, really?
Yeah, different folks. And it's part of Freeform and other networks you can find it on.
Of course it is.
So there you go.
Is that before or after, like, MASH comes on, like one of those channels? But it's all right. We'll whiteboard that for a public that doesn't know what we're talking about here.
See, there you go. I'll make sure to post a couple of tweets, maybe write an article about it myself, Pete, to really get people excited. But we mentioned the transfer portal, and it is week four. How soon do we know the carnage on rosters nationwide?
They're going to change this up where it's not just going to be unfettered free agency. You're not going to be able to do that anymore. But it is a thing where going forward, you got to know what your roster is going to be. Like, you can't just go pick and choose a guy right now if you need a linebacker and go get a linebacker. But you do know this for next year. And so really it's quarterbacks more than anything else. And, you know, sometimes this works out. Look at Michigan, for example, where Harbaugh, who doesn't have a depth chart to begin with, wasn't going to name a starting quarterback all year, and he was able to keep both of them. And as it turns out, they needed both of them because you got what you finally wanted. Michigan fans, be careful what you wish for. You got to see if J.J. McCarthy is actually good enough. So, but this, it's a tough thing to do with the transfer portal now because you've got to know, you've got to always be recruiting your guys, and you have to know, like, kind of to your Uyunglele Klubnik scenario, the second you make a move like that, there's going to be people on the phone trying to say, hey, we could find a use for your talents up here.
All right, Pete, looking at the slate tomorrow, fill in the blank for me here. The big upset I wouldn't be surprised to see happen. I mean, besides Wake Forest, the big upset I wouldn't be surprised to see happening is what?
Is Minnesota an upset over Michigan State? Does that count as anything? I wouldn't be entirely surprised if Maryland did something quirky against Michigan, only because we haven't seen Michigan play anybody yet. They've looked fantastic, and I don't think it's necessarily going to happen. But Maryland's got a veteran team with a couple of good receivers. That could be kind of crazy. But I'm the game I'm really kind of waiting to see. I really kind of want to see if Minnesota's that good. Because Michigan State looked shaky against Washington. I kind of think these Gophers might just be good enough to make a little bit of noise in the same sort of Syracuse sort of way where they're not going to win the conference championship, but they're going to be a problem all season long.
Look at that. Gophers given 3 on the road at Sparty. And then the other game, if you want to get on board the quirkiness and the chaos potential at the Big House, Maryland getting 17.
Yeah, and how, you know, it's, but we've seen crazy stuff happening. I mean, go with whoever the underdogs are in the Sun Belt, because that, every week that's been just insane. I mean, you've got all these nutty teams that, you know, keep rising up and doing big things. You know, Troy almost catches Appalachian State last week. I mean, that conference has been insane week in, week out. And we've gone this far without talking about the big game of the day. How about Duke, Kansas? You know, they're fired up. You don't just, you know, sell out that stadium and, you know, just walk in there and think you're going to do something. That's going to be like a 95-94 shootout. And then we get to see if Kansas, you know, gets to 4-0 and can be sort of for real. So that's going to be one of those fun games that, you know, be on the radar just because it should be fun because the environment should be fun.
No, but they're also, Pete, that they're playing the game at Allen Fieldhouse. So they change it there. Sorry,
I like
that.
That's good.
He's on Twitter at Pete Futak. That is at Pete Futak. Check out everything you need for every week. Every game is previewed by Pete Futak. CollegeFootballNews.com. That's CollegeFootballNews.com. Pete, as always, buddy, appreciate it, man. Enjoy more home runs because 700's a lot.
If I can see him, like, allegedly the judge is going to set this record on like Apple TV or something, so no one's going to see it.
Well, if you're
just
watching,
refresh your Twitter account.
Yeah. If you're watching Ted Lasso, they'll break into programming to show you the home run.
There, guys.
See you, buddy. If you're watching that or maybe revisiting the morning show or
Can you imagine that? I was watching Mythic Quest, and I was right at the part where they had the expansion to Mythic Quest Battle Royale, and then Aaron Judge hits a home run. I got to see it. They broke in and told me. This is great.
See? That's quality service right there.
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike gets swollen dome. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Any first responder will tell you never try to beat a train. After braking, can take a mile for a train to completely stop. So when you come to a rail crossing, stop, because trains can't.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Beyer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Beyer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon, broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Diet Coke!
We have more NFL. Hey, funny you say that. I'm just about... Actually, it's a Diet 7-Up I'm about to have. It's a Diet 7-Up. Had the Diet Coke and went to McDonald's earlier. Now the Diet 7-Up.
Oh, there you go.
We got more NFL coming up in a few minutes, including we're going to make big picks for
the over-under was 2.5.
Yeah.
A big match.
Bigman, I only get one. Come on, I can't do that anymore.
Come on, I mean, seriously?
I always get one. No, I don't get more than one Big Mac. No,
do you eat a large fry to go with it?
Oh, yeah, I always get something else.
Yeah, blank the fries. But, eat the burger.
Well, I used to get two Big Macs. I used to get two Big Macs instead of the fries, but now I'm like, I'll get Big Macs and I'll share my fries. That's kind of how I do it now. I eat a little bit less, right? It's a little bit less. I just have one Big Mac with extra cheese and extra sauce and no pickles. Just one. So we got big time NFL coming up soon. We're going to pick our upset specials. We're going to give you our selections for Brady versus Rodgers. But tonight, the news cycle is owned by Albert Pujols, hitting two home runs tonight. That gives him 700 on his career, the magical number, member of the 700 club. It is all Cardinals. They are rolling over the Dodgers right now, 11-0, as the Dodgers come in a bat in the bottom of the eighth inning. Now, the one thing that Aaron Judge and Albert Pujols are proving, beyond a shadow of a doubt, is that even though you've heard for the last few years, I don't care about home runs anymore. Home runs, numbers are inflated. I don't care about the records. The records don't mean anything. What was so-and-so doing when he hit 65, when he hit 72? I hate home runs. No one likes home runs anymore. Like, suddenly we like doubles and triples. No.
I like small ball, the well-executed drag bunt.
I like the catcher's interference and then getting the pickoff errant throw and getting to second base. That's what I like.
Little League home runs, all for me, baby.
But one thing that is proving to be the universal truth, no matter how much you want to say it's not, we've always loved home runs. We love home runs now. We always will. All right, was there a short period of time where maybe we got a little bit disillusioned with the game because of what guys are doing? Yeah, we were mad at Barry Bonds, always got the record. But as you've seen, even when Aaron Judge isn't getting near Barry Bonds' record, look at the attention that it's getting. Albert Pujols getting near 700. Look at the attention that it's getting. We've always loved home runs. Anybody says, I don't care about home runs, ruin the game, blah, blah. No, they're just flat out lying to you because we've always loved home runs. And the attention that we're spending on Pujols and Aaron Judge, when we are in the middle of the first 3 weeks of an NFL season, that's been insane. Week two, they're going to do 30 for 30. They're going to write songs about week two in the NFL because of the craziness we saw. And still, what have we talked about so much this week? Albert Pujols, Aaron Judge, because it's home runs. We love home runs. We've always loved home runs. We'll always will love home runs.
Right. It all comes back to what resonates and what has that emotional pull for you. If you're a Dolphins fan, then yeah, Tua. You're still running around yelling, Gino. Or no, that's more our guy, Softy.
Yeah, I'm not right.
In Seattle.
I'm yelling Flacco.
Yeah, that's right.
Schrader, 4-0, right. Baby.
Flacco is elite and Q-show. But the reality is we all still remember those home run counts and those chases. And whatever your feelings are towards baseball for the quote-unquote steroid era, you're lying if you weren't caught up into it for the theater that it became. Like, I remember being in Cooperstown when they had the big board up and they'd cut into the radio calls of each guy's at bats. And that's when Griffey was still part of that fray as well. So it was Griffey, McGuire, and Sosa. And you had people waiting for to go into the hall itself because someone was coming up to bat. So everybody was gathered in that vestibule, that front hallway, waiting to see if someone was going to walk up with a magical X to add to the list. I mean, it's the same thing now. You know, you might not care what the Yankees are doing overall and Pujols. You're like, wait, he's still playing? Yeah, he went back to St. Louis. He's having a hell of a year. But the fact is you're paying attention to these big milestones, and we still think of the historic nature of it. Baseball's numbers always win out.
Home runs always. The world will always belong to those who swing from the heels. Sports Illustrated, 1993. Coming up next, we head to the National Football League. We give you our big picks for the big games this weekend. Keep it here, Fox.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.